picturing the most beautiful mountain you know of, or can imagine, one whose form speaks personally to you. Focusing on the image or the feeling of the mountain in your mind's eye, noticing its overall shape, the lofty peak, the base rooted in the rock of the earth's crust, the steep or gently sloping sides. Noting as well how massive it is, how unmoving, how beautiful, whether seen from afar or up close. Perhaps your mountain has snow at the top and trees on the lower slopes. Perhaps it has one prominent peak, perhaps a series of peaks, or a high plateau. However it appears, just sitting and breathing with the image of this mountain, observing it, noting its qualities. When you feel ready, seeing if you can bring the mountain into your own body, so that your body sitting here and the mountain of the mind's eye become one. Your head becomes the lofty peak, your shoulders and arms the side of the mountain, your buttocks and legs the solid base rooted to the cushion on the floor or to your chair. Experiencing in your body the sense of uplift, the elevated quality of the mountain deep in your own spine. Inviting yourself to become a breathing mountain, unwavering in your stillness, completely what you are, beyond words and thought, a centered, rooted, unmoving presence. Now, as well you know, throughout the day, as the sun travels the sky, the mountain just sits. Light and shadow and colors are changing virtually moment to moment in the mountain's adamantine stillness. Even the untrained eye can see changes by the hour. As the light changes, as night follows day and day night, the mountain just sits, simply being itself. It remains still as the seasons flow into one another and as the weather changes moment by moment and day by day, calmness abiding all change. In summer, there is no snow on the mountain, except perhaps for the very top or in crags shielded from direct sunlight. In the fall, the mountain may display a coat of brilliant fire colors. In winter, a blanket of snow and ice. In any season, it may at times find itself enshrouded in clouds or fog, or pelted by freezing rain. The tourists who come to visit may be disappointed if they can't see the mountain clearly, but it's all the same to the mountain, seen or unseen, in sun or clouds, broiling or frigid, it just sits being itself. At times visited by violent storms, buffeted by snow and rain and winds of unthinkable magnitude, through it all, the mountain sits. Spring comes, the birds sing in the trees once again, Leaves return to the trees which lost them. Flowers bloom in the high meadows and on the slopes. Streams overflow with waters of melting snow. Through it all, the mountain continues to sit, unmoved by the weather, by what happens on the surface, by the world of appearances. As we sit holding this image in our minds, we can embody the same unwavering stillness and rootedness in the face of everything that changes in our own lives over seconds, hours, and years. In our lives and in our mindfulness practice, we experience constantly the changing nature of mind and body and of the outer world. We experience periods of light and dark, vivid color, and drab dullness. We experience storms of varying intensity and violence in the outer world and in our own lives and minds. Buffeted by high winds, by cold and rain, we endure periods of darkness and pain, as well as savoring moments of joy and uplift. Even our appearance changes constantly, just like the mountains. It experiences a weather and a weathering of its own. By becoming the mountain in this exercise, we can link up with its strength and stability and adopt them for our own. We can use its energies to support our efforts to encounter each moment with mindfulness, equanimity, and clarity. It may help to see that our thoughts and feelings, our preoccupations, our emotional storms and crises, even the things that happen to us, are more like weather on the mountain. We tend to take it personally, but its strongest characteristic is impersonal. The weather of our own lives is not to be ignored or denied. It is to be encountered, honored, felt, known for what it is, and held in high awareness since it can kill us. In holding it this way, we come to know a deeper silence and stillness and wisdom than we may have thought possible, right within the storms. Mountains have this to teach us, and more, if we come to listen.